Deputy President has spent a whopping 2 days in Lycopia East and Lycopia West constituencies of the Lycopia County where with goodies and a promise for funds for development projects. The second-in-command later held a late-night meeting between the political leaders and the security team where he discussed with them on a number of issues key among them the security in the area. In an eagle view, the County Times can authoritatively report that Gachagua's main strategy sought to snatch the two constituencies from the political armpits of former Mungiki sect leader Maina Njenga, who has a huge following in the areas, a fact that is corroborated by the 2022 general election results. Photos of Gachagua's Sunday night meeting. Photo courtesy Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua's Facebook. In Nyahururu sub-county, Azimio coalition leader Raila Odinga garnered 20,943 votes while President William Ruto got 57,192 votes against the 78,615 valid votes cast and 118,986 registered voters. The votes Raila got are attributed to Njenga's fanatical following in the area. Other presidential contenders got negligible votes, a move that reduced the sub-county to a two-horse race. In the senator's race, Njenga, who vied on Kenya African National Union, KANU, ticket garnered 23,653 against John Kanyua, who garnered 34,578 votes. Others in the senatorial race included Henry Mbuthia 3,186, Mamayo Julius 355, Sam Tita 9,632, John Mathnege 15,178, Jackson Karawaya 242, Stephen Chege 297 and John Kayama 3,781. With the ongoing narrative that the Ruto-Gachagua-led government was out to persecute the Agakuyu community in the name of fighting the illegal Mungiki sect, and the ongoing restlessness on the taxes imposed on the people especially for the farm inputs, political analysts believe Gachagua's meeting sought to reassure the region that all was well. James Njuguna, a political observer in Nanyuki town, said Gachagua's political visit was intended to deliver the region from Maina Njenga as well as assuring the locals that their demands will be looked at by the Kenya Kwanza regime. Looking at how the two constituencies voted in the 2022 general elections, one can say that Maina Njenga is not a pushover in the county and this can be worsened by the prevailing economic situations that if left unchecked, the electorate might view Maina as the alternative. By and large, Gachagua sought to stamp his authority in the region and this can be attested by his donations of millions of shillings in public schools, Njuguna noted. Photos of Gachagua's Sunday night meeting. Photo courtesy Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua's Facebook. In his Sunday night meeting with the local leadership, Gachagua decried that the development potential of Lycopia County has been hurt by rampant insecurity and that Ruto administration will not allow this to continue. The discussions were fruitful and consultations will continue. We have reached a common understanding that we must work together with the community to successfully restore sustainable peace for prosperity. We want 100% security for our people. Even a single life lost is too much. People here have lived in fear for far too long and this is unacceptable. I ask the new county commissioner and your team to put your heads together with the rest of the security agents, he said. He told the security officers that the government can no longer sit back as criminals rape, kill and steal livestock and announced an additional 250 National Police Reservists, NPRs, to boost security in the troubled county. The government has brought you here for a job. The job is simple. Secure our people. Make sure our people sleep in peace. Make sure women do not live in fear of being raped or girls being defiled. Our men must not sleep outside guarding their families, the deputy president said.